What prompted police to restrict his movement today was that we received intelligence information that he was planning to go to Kampala City to incite people into violence. Currently, you know, there is a problem of traders have closed their shop in protest of the free import verification scheme. And he wanted to go and incite them to cause more violence, to disrupt the peace that was in the city. So we had to come in after detecting that he was planning to go and commit a crime in the city.
Mr. Onyango, supporters of some opposition groups have said that the police have often used brutal force to prevent demonstration and that the allegations are unfounded. What do you say to that?
Let me begin first by saying that we as police, we do not refuse people from participating in demonstration. But what the oppositions do, they do not want to follow the procedure. They do not want to notify us of their intentions to demonstrate. One, that we are supposed to be informed so that we provide security and give them guidelines on where and which routes to use. But normally the opposition try to forcefully do things without consulting us, without informing us. But we have not used excessive force on them. It is them who use force to do things and only come in to put things in order.
Restricting Chisa Besigye's movement, doesn't that undermine or contravene the constitution which guarantees freedom of expression, assembly, association, and movement of people?
The same constitution you are quoting gives us powers to detect and prevent crime. So when we have detected that there's a crime that is going to be committed, we have to prevent it. So we normally use that after detecting that Kizza Besigye is trying to go to the city, commit crime, to incite people. We have to come in to prevent the crime from happening.
Right now, where is he and why are you restricting his movement? Is he in Kampala or is he in his home and you are restricting him from...
Yeah, he's at his home in Kasangati. That is a suburb of Kampala, and is there.
What is the range of the restriction? What can he or can't he do?
He has very many options. But mostly, what we want is for him to notify us of his intentions, what he plans to do. And if where he plans to go, it is with our or the place normally. You know, normally they want to go in a market area where people are trading, where people are doing business. That's where they want normally to go and hold their rallies. But we normally tell them, no, please go in a place or in a field where you can accommodate many people, but don't go to marketplaces where there are no even space.
So with the restrictions, where can he move to? Can he get out of his house? Can he meet his friends? What can he do with the restrictions?
He can move. He can move throughout Uganda. But when we detect that he's planning to cause chaos in the city, we shall not allow him to move. He can move wherever he wants. But when we detect that he has plans of causing chaos, inciting people, committing a crime, definitely have to come in.